Prophecy number 21. Get ready for a shock. Gabriel has blown his horn. Those I have blessed financially, when I come back and I find you have been storing up your money for a rainy day and letting the prophets and the apostles go without, speak forth prophetic words around the world and tell of my coming and the need to get ready. Woe be unto those that have done this. Woe be unto those that have muzzled or tried to muzzle or discourage or hindered my apostles, my prophets, in speaking forth. Woe be unto those that have mocked and abused my apostles and prophets for speaking this forth. You have been warned. Now tell others. I told my handmaiden, Sherry Elijah, this first and told her to test the spirit that speaks and tells others. Gradually, she would have the confirmation she sought from those she knew not, but I knew they had ears to hear. This went against her doctrine and beliefs. She was taught when Gabriel sounded the trumpet, then you which are living will be caught up to meet me in the air. This is true, but what you don't know is a revelation and I'll reveal through this handmaiden. It will go against your religion, yes, your doctrine, but my words are faithful and true. There is a time lapse between these events. First Gabriel sounds a shofar, then a great war in the heavenlies, then this earth is already seeing the lightning and hearing the roar of my thunder. The earth is feeling the cataclysmic repercussions like a woman giving birth. The heavens are giving birth to the Son of God coming again. The heavens convulse as a woman giving birth. The earth shall see and feel these contractions just as a woman giving birth. There shall be hurricanes and tornadoes and volcanoes and earthquakes, and they shall become greater in proportion as my coming gets closer. You have always had these things true, but now you will see a change in the atmosphere. For I alone am Almighty God, and I will prove how you cannot trust the calendar as to what season will appear. Take note of the planets as I shift what you have believed and show what you have not yet seen. Take note of the sun and the moon and the stars, for again I have surprises in store for this earth. I will prove I alone am Almighty God. I will prove I shall no longer be mocked. That which a heathen said is impossible, I will show with Almighty God. All things are possible. The heathen gods shall crumble to debris. The earth will open up and swallow Buddha. I will show what puny gods the heathens have put their trust in. I shall have no other gods before me. Those worshipping other gods shall die with their gods unless they repent today. Tomorrow may be too late. You have been warned. Anything you put before Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, is a god, be it a person, a place, or a thing. Anything you love more than me, I will remove. Nahum 1 plainly states, I am a jealous God. You shall see me fight and destroy my enemies. I will separate those that belong to me. In their mind, body, spirit, and souls, I know who truly worships Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, and who truly has the Holy Spirit to prove it, residing in the earthly vessels. I am not deceived by repetitious words or actions or a religion. I have been mocked, and all that is holy has been mocked, and my name is damned and cursed and continually on your airwaves, in songs and on television, in homes even where my children dwell, in a country set apart for my glory, a tiny infant, yet so bold and brass as to say to the Creator, in God we trust, and yet mock me by not allowing my Holy Spirit to be in their schools or courts or government. I will show the Supreme Court who alone is supreme. I will show America what happens to a baby that says, go away, I don't need this Father God anymore. I will show America and use her for an example, for I have saved my worst for last. Your punishment is being stored up. The eagle will devour the country it was to protect. Oh, oh, but I can hear my babies, my true babies, my children, both babe and mature, both who eat the meat and still suckle at the milk of my breast. And they say, not me. Surely not me. I live in America. What will become of me? Tears stream from some of your eyes in fear. Others blink away the tears. Here is what I say to you, those who have my Holy Spirit and put me first and are not ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, or being called a born-again, Holy Spirit-filled Christian. Listen closely. And those that know my voice will feel a peace that passes all understanding, and know that it is I, your Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, speaking forth out of this handmaiden to this world. Here is what your Savior, Jesus Christ, speaks to his children, filled with my Holy Spirit. Listen closely and tell all who will listen. As in the days of Moses, so shall it be again. I will separate the Israelites and the Egyptians. My blessings and my curses. Blessings to those that obey me. Curses to those that disobey me. Did I not provide a place for them when the evil Pharaoh made it impossible to live there in the heathen land? Is this not also happening now in America? Do you not also see the evil Pharaohs arising in the form of government, taking away your Christian freedoms, passing laws that say you cannot speak against that which I call an abomination, forcing you to pay for these abominations with tax money? I did not decree for you to pay. Lifestyles I have stated plainly in my word is an abomination unto Almighty God. You're living in a country in America where my name is constantly mocked and cursed. The damnation is only falling back upon the ones damning my name for profit. I will not forgive you for this. If these actors do not shed tears of remorse and confess before the people, they have sinned. Did I not provide a safe place for Lot who fled? Only Lot's wife, who looked back, was destroyed, for she wanted the lifestyle she was fleeing, so I gave her the same reward, destruction. Did I not provide a safe place for Noah? Why would I not provide a safe place for my children, who are filled with my Holy Spirit? Why would you doubt my love when they did not? Oh, how you grieve me when you do this. Am I not able to take care of all those on this earth that belong to me and my Father? Stop doubting me. In the times of Moses, did I not even force a heathen to give up their silver and gold, so those that were holy did not leave empty-handed and poor? The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Did I not listen? Do not listen to the economic woes. These are the heathen woes, not my children's woes. For the glory of Yeshua and Yahweh and the Holy Spirit, I will bless my people in ways they have never dared dream, not for their selfishness. I am given this so my prophets can shout to the world, Gabriel has blown his trumpet. Children who hear my voice, I command you to support my prophets that dare to speak in boldness. Do you think this is not scripture? Did I not ordain a little widow? Woman with only enough to make a loaf of bread for her and her son for one last meal to feed my prophet of old, Elijah. But she believed that when you bless a prophet, so shall you prosper. In many ways, besides financial, did I bless that widow of Zarephath. I even had Elijah of old save her son's life, bringing him back from death. My prophets will not be able to work as you work. For who wants to hire a person who can hear the voice of Almighty God? They will fear for their lives as well as their sins being exposed. So feed my prophets as you have fed other ministries. When you shut up the mouths of the prophets, telling them they are not important enough to support, you silence my voice that is to be heard on this earth in a loud, clear, bold voice. It's the true prophets that lay their lives on the altar daily, who are hated and rejected for my name's sake. Yet how few of you even support a prophet? They go in need while you support what you deem more worthy ministries. Gabriel has sounded the shofar horn. The sound waves have been blocked thus far because of the raging battle in the heavenlies. But oh, so short of a time, and the one that you've waited for will appear for his bride. My bride, will you be ready? Speak forth the secrets I tell you in boldness. Support the ministries, although they seem lowly compared to the big ones, with lots of financial support. Do you think I will bless you for giving to the ministries that don't need your money? Your money only makes them more greedy and powerful in their own name, for their own fame. I am commanding you to give to the prophets and the apostles who will rely on me to support them by sending the seed through my people. The one I am speaking this through now does not even know where the next dollar will come from, but she trusts me for daring to speak what I have not spoken forth from any other prophet thus far. My daughter Sherry Elijah will be persecuted for speaking it forth and mocked even from her own peers. Great will be their wrath for doing so, and great will be her reward for speaking what she no longer can keep silent. Yet the children of Israel, they behaved ungratefully. Yet all my children at one time or another behave in the same manner. How many of you take for granted your blessings I give daily? But just as you forgive your children for not thanking you each day for caring for them, so I forgive you for forgetting also. In the time of Moses, did I not provide water for their thirst? From a rock, a hard, dry rock. Yet it flowed forth my living waters, which sustained them. My children were thirsty, so I gave them water from a rock, and I can do it again, and I will. I am no respecter of persons. Only believe, and believe I will raise up, and I have raised up apostles and prophets who will do these things and more. Those who do not receive my living water will thirst, will die, and go to hell. For my glory alone, I will bring forth living water from rocks. Did I let my children go hungry in the desert? Do you understand how many I had to feed? Did I have a problem? No. Without even firing an arrow, without even searching for the birds, I had the birds sacrifice their lives so my children could have meat. And when they tired of the manna, angels bread from heaven, I fed them food from heaven, which they complained and grew tired of, and so I shall feed them again. Then, when they complained because they tired of food from heaven, then I gave them the meat of this earth, which they gorged on, and thousands died. I was angry for their ungratefulness, so beware, for again I am a God that does not change. Now you have been taught this day. Be grateful to me now for what you have, or I will come and take even that away. So I shall do all of these things again in your lifetime. Even if you don't hear about it, know that it will be done. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I, the Lord your God, Yahweh, and Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, do not change. Beware preferring the earth's meat over heaven's manna. I gave Moses and my children the passage across the Red Sea when their backs were against death, before them and behind them, and so shall I do it again. Just believe me. I have prepared a place for my children. I have not revealed this place to even the prophets yet, for the time is not right for them to cause my children to flee. You can't go before the cloud of glory, and you can't go behind it. You must stay right under it and move when it moves and stay when it stays. I shall give you a cloud of glory again to follow and a pillar of fire to light your way at night. Don't worry about the electric companies. If I need to, I will send the angels to guide you. I will still have a people. I will still protect that which is mine. Yes, some of you will willingly give your lives for me, but I will only give you your life back. Some will awaken in heaven, knowing this blood only raised up more Stephens. For remember, Saul held a coat of Stephen when Stephen was stoned, and Saul became Paul. This martyr Stephen saw me as heaven opened up, and the glory of God radiated his face. So think not the same kind of martyrs raising up who have already given their lives did not also see the same. Some of my prophets and children will be killed and yet live again, and the devil can't stop it, nor can mankind. I will show forth more miracles in these end times than all the Bible put together. Will you be ready? Will you be on the side that denies me or confesses me as Lord and Savior? Sadly to say, even my own, such as Peter, who walked in the water when it came to fearing for his life, rejected and denied me. And so it shall be, and already has been again. I am going to do all of this and even more, for my glory's sake, to prove I am Almighty God, and I alone have the last word, not Satan, not the Antichrist, not the false prophet, and not the government. I will prove Jesus Christ can take care of the sheep that belongs to him. Even Moses' shoes did not wear out. So it shall be again. Take me at my word. Know that I am Almighty God, and with me all things are possible. For my children shall hear Gabriel's shofar horn. Some have already, as a prelude, to tell my prophets. Speak it forth to encourage others, for the next time they hear it, all my children shall hear it at the same time. And here is one more revelation I have shared with this prophet. I am speaking through now. Get ready for a shock to your doctrinal teaching and religion, and hear a truth most have not comprehended. And I had to give this prophet writing under my anointing dreams to confirm this, as well as speaking it in confirmation. And even spoke it from her own young son, yet she didn't listen, for it shook up what she had been taught as a new babe in Christ. Get ready for a shock to your religious training, and beware, don't mock what you don't understand. I am Almighty God that cannot lie. This prophet is writing under my anointing. She cannot lie to you, and has no reason to bring the ridicule that will be heaped upon her, other than speaking forth my truths. I have just recently shown Sherry these things in the month of July, and confirmed them through others as she spoke them boldly forth and pondered and tested the spirit that spoke. I indeed say in my word, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And you which are living will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But here is a part you have not understood. Listen closely. Satan will mock the rising of the saints. Did you hear me? Satan will mock the rising of the saints. When their spirit bodies come and join with the earthly bodies, they will indeed walk the earth like when I was resurrected. The saints rose, did they not? Satan counterfeits everything I do, and so he shall do it again. I tell you this now. So when you see these things come to pass, you will not fear his army of zombies that will be slain by the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Remember, hit them with a board or a wood that represents the cross. The dead in Christ shall walk a witness to my glory. And they will walk as in the times of old, and testify of heaven, and not to take the mark of the beast. They shall prove there is life after death. My saints, you will hear them and see them in their glorified bodies. They cannot be killed again. Satan will say it's not only the Christians that have risen from their graves, but those that are not Christian. And he will prove it by causing great fear to come upon everyone that has not heard my word this day. They will look at his evil flesh-eating demons that have joined with the heathen earthly bodies in the graves, coming out of the bottomless pit to cause chaos so this miracle will go unnoticed. But Satan's army of the dead are not really the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, or brothers, or husbands, or wives of the heathen, but demons who will bite, and these demons will be transferred into the living. But only, again, the heathens are the only one that can be affected. So hit them with a piece of wood in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebuke them and bind them. Cast the demons out. Say the blood of Jesus Christ is against you, Satan, and all demons must flee from me, and they shall. The heathen dead will fall to the ground. Radiation from UFOs did not cause this chaos. It's a plan from hell, and you have been forewarned by this prophet Sherry Elijah this day, who asked me not to let her speak this till it was my timing. It's my timing now. Now for another shocker. Are you ready? Yes, you shall be caught up to meet me in the air. Truly, you shall be enraptured with your Savior in my arms. But first I remind you, did I not walk the earth for 40 days after my resurrection in my glorified body? You are the body of Jesus Christ, and so you shall do the same again, witnessing for me, warning not to take the mark of the beast to the heathen, proven heaven is real, Jesus is real. Death is not the end, but the beginning of either salvation or damnation. Then after the 40 days, where you walk in your glorified bodies, where no bars can hold you, no need for food or water, but if you can have it if you choose. Did I not eat fish? Did I not have a body where Thomas poked me in the side? So shall you also. Did I not walk through the walls? The doors were locked when I first went to my disciples, remember? So shall you walk through walls. Nothing will be impossible for you for 40 days. Those who don't have glorified bodies will grieve, for they will know that Jesus Christ spoke the truth when he said, as you have seen me go into the clouds, so shall you also. I spoke those words by my Holy Spirit to my disciples. Now I am speaking them again to my disciple Sherry Elijah. Rejoice for those who belong to me. How much greater of a reward for this earth to see you in your glorified body and for the enemy to know they can't kill you ever again. The ones I weep over are portrayed in the painting and prophecy and vision 1 minute until midnight. They are the church of the pretenders. Religion will keep you from being my bride. Relationship with me is the only way you can partake in this blessing, a loving, obedient relationship. Oh, the grieving and the tears and the sobs and the wails as the five virgins without oil in their lamps rush out to get what the five virgins who awaited their groom with fresh oil in their lamps. They will want what you have and not be able to buy it or receive it without giving their lives up for me. The ones not expecting me, not believing I will come rescue my bride. The ones believing the bride will have to go through the great tribulation and great wrath. Sad to say, you will have what you believe, but this does not mean you won't be saved. It only means I wanted to spare you, but you weren't ready. After the 40 days, I will take my bride home, and we will feast at the marriage supper of the Lamb. My glorified bride will fight the evil army of the dead while they are on the earth, for they know the power of the cross. That's why they're called my bride. That's why I am their Savior. Their bridal gown is sparkling white and will not have the blood or wrath of this world on them. Only my blood washes whiter than snow. Pray for this handmaiden I have spoken this prophecy through, for the enemy will seek to shut her mouth permanently for daring to speak such boldness. Pray for Sherry Elijah to continue to speak forth that which a world deems impossible. You have not heard from her much, for already he has tried to silence the voice I will continue to use to speak to my sheep and nations, rich and poor, leaders of all nations. The more they try and silence his voice, the louder I will shout through her. The greater the wrath will be for anyone that mocks what took such boldness to allow me to speak through her. The greater the blessing for all those that have received what has been spoken through this prophet, Sherry Elijah. So it is written at 8:07:98, 10 o'clock a.m. So it is spoken, and so it shall come to pass. I have said these things to forewarn you, and so my children will not fear, and the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ will know who to fear and what to fear. Jesus Christ is a God of mercy and love and a God of war. I do not war against my children, but only my enemies who call another Lord and Master. You have been warned.